night. She's real fine, my
four night, my four night.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet for all the people to hear around the world. And today is a really nice day. In a long while. Anyway, gas prices are going up. So I'm going to mention some things that can save you gas mileage. Okay? Number one is tire pressure between 44 and 51. You got to remember now, for every 5 pounds that you're underinflated, you lose 3 miles to the gallon of gas for every 5 pounds. So if you're down 10 pounds, then you're losing 6 miles to the gallon. That's a lot. Okay? Using the Optima battery also helps you get better gas mileage. So if you have to buy a battery, get a battery that's going to pay you back, not a battery that's going to drain you. Okay, so get an Optima battery, either the red, blue, or the yellow top, either one. And the reason it gives you better gas mileage is because of the amp rating. The cranking amp rating is very high. Higher it is, the better. The other thing that if you have to tune up, or you got to tune up your car, change and recommend the technician to put in the Autolite XP, extra performance spark plugs. Very good. You know, that they also add to saving gas mileage. For those of you that never change the ignition coil, and that's the part that fires the spark to the spark plugs, I recommend using MSD coils and wires. MSD, okay? So, if you have questions, give me a call at 808-296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. The K&N cold air package also definitely saves gas mileage. Okay? The letter K and the letter N, K&N, cold air package, does save gas mileage. Now, here's a new one that we found that work, that really works. Use only half a tank of gas. In other words, fill the gas tank only half tank. So if your tank is 15 gallons, put 8 or 7. Okay? So every time you need to fill, put 5, put 6, or put 7 gallons. Do not fill the tank. Take notice, when you fill the tank, the gas gauge goes down faster than from half tank to empty. It's because of the weight. You want to make the car lighter. So you ladies, take out all, excuse me, all that extra weight that you have in the car. A lot of women like to carry half the whole household in the car. Okay? So lighten the car by taking out weight and using 20% ethanol to the gas also help gas mileage tremendously. Using the Shell or a Tesoro 92 octane does save gas mileage. A lot of people, because of the price, are going for the cheaper gas. The cheaper gas is only 20 cents a gallon cheaper. Okay? 10 gallons is only $2. So think about it. Okay. Who's on the phone?
We have Ethel from Honolulu.
Hi, Ethel.
Hi. I drive weekly about maybe 8 miles only. I don't use my car too often. How much effect does that have on the battery? If I, you know, the low mileage weekly?
It's hard on the battery.
Should I be getting a more expensive battery?
No, it's not the cost of the battery.
Oh.
By not using it, what year car is that?
01.
Okay. All the later model cars from 1980 on up is computerized, and the computer is on all the time. So you're constantly draining the battery, even if you're not running it.
Mm.
So, you either drive it more often for a longer run, or you get what is called, it slipped my mind now, battery tender. It's a little charger that goes onto the battery, and you plug it into the electrical outlet, and you can leave it like that for months.
Well, regardless of the mileage.
Yeah, you can leave it for months, because when the battery gets weak, the battery tender charges it up. And then when it's full charge, the battery tender goes off. So it only charges when the battery is low.
So, where is that available?
Oh, I bring it in.
I'm sorry?
I bring it in.
Oh.
You're on Oahu?
Yes.
Yeah, I have it. And the people on Kauai, Harvey Maeda has it, so... It's something that we started to bring in because a lot of people don't drive the cars that often and the batteries go dead.
Well, what is the cost?
It's about $75.
Uh-huh. And how long does that last? Do you have to keep on getting a new one?
No.
Oh.
It lasts about 10 years.
Oh, good.
And they have another one that if you're parking, you know, you don't have a covered garage, it charges up by solar. You don't have to plug it in.
Oh.
You just leave the little booklet, looks like a booklet, on your dashboard, and it charges the battery.
Oh. You know, you mentioned that unless you drive longer mileage, what's the average mileage that is considered long enough?
Oh, about 3 or 4 miles.
3 or 4 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not too long.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay. So if you have a question or remark or whatever, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, so... Anyway, you know, folks, a lot of people have negative thinking, negative remarks about the stuff that I do. And it's sad that people have to think that way. When I ran for governor in 94, people said, he's doing it for money. He wants money. I was doing it so that we could get another racetrack because I knew that the racetrack was going to shut down. Well, they had different thinking. They said that I was doing it for the money. So now there's no racetrack. So now what? Who is going to get the people on Oahu a racetrack? I don't see anybody standing in line. When I first started the 50th state pro gas race, way back in the early 70s when the racetrack had closed, several of the racers said, you're just doing that race so that you can take our money. There you go again. Negative thinking. Well, I got it started. and it turned out very, very successful throughout all of the Hawaiian Islands. But I guess people have negative thinking and end up with no racetrack. Racetrack was one of them. The other ones was how to bring more money into the state of Hawaii and cut on taxes and several other things. And all the negative answers I got was, no can. You're doing it for money. Well, okay. Look at what we have now. I hope everybody's happy. You have to use your AC at least once a week, folks. I know AC will take gas mileage. AC takes about 6 miles to the gallon. So if you're on a budget, roll the window down and drive without AC. But you need to use it at least once a week to keep it circulating in there. Okay? So that's one of the tips for this week. One of my listeners have called and said that, not called, but emailed me and said that we should form a group that represents the people of Oahu. For the streets, for the roads, for everything that concerning us, including car registration, to go rally at the legislature. Now, I'd like to hear your feelings about this. And if, and that's a big American word, if people want to do it, I'll be glad to help. But I don't want it the same way as when I ran for office. Everybody wanted their own thing and they claim that I'm making money. Okay? So, anyway. Electric cars do let off more CO2 than gasoline cars. So, where is the green in electric cars? How can an electric car be green when you need the oil from the oil companies to power the electric power plant to power the electric car? So where is green? Only ethanol is green. Okay? So give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So Cresta Cleaning Center has all of the products that I recommend. The Degreaser 2000, the disinfectant spray, the AT205, and by the way, I was told I have to say AT205, because one of my listeners said he was looking for Able Tom 205. It's AT205, not Able Tom 205. Okay? So, Crestec has that. And Crestec has a lot of other stuff like the AMSOIL, the Royal Purple, all other good stuff that I recommend. So go check it out.
Well, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them. And they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes made from scratch using all natural ingredients. Cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up, an oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my 409. Okay, we're back rolling along, and where's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob here. You know, I was just talking to Wanda. I'm not a suspicious person, but yesterday was Friday the 13th. And my friend who I play music with had canceled our gig to get another gig. So he gets a call, and they cancel the gig. So he's not getting, you know, going to make any money tonight. Then he gets in a car accident and wrecks his car, totals his car.
Did he get hurt?
No, he's fine. But then he goes home, and you know those boulders in Kalihi Valley?
Mm-hmm.
They went right by his house and hit his neighbor's house.
So he was lucky.
Yeah, but I just said, man, you are right on the edge. Well, he didn't think he was lucky when his car got banged up.
Well, maybe that's a sign, time to get a new car.
Yeah, well, anyway, so I just want to say, just you got to be safe out there, folks. And, you know, like that ad that we've been running for, what, 6 years now, if I knew it'd be the last time?
Mm-hmm.
You got to think about that, folks, when you're heading out. You got to tell your people that you love them, and, you know, you'll see them later, and, you know, and most of us come back, and, you know, really bad things don't happen that often, but when they do, it's really tragic.
Hmm.
So just want people to just think about that, because, you know, sometimes we just don't take a minute to think about just how lucky we all are. And you're right, he's still alive, so, you know.
He's lucky.
He's lucky. Yep. So anyway, on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, Friday the 13th, I don't think that's a bad luck number. Add 1 and 3, you got 4. There's no 13. Okay? So, anyway. Wanda's Trivia's, are you still running it?
Yes.
Okay. You want to tell the people?
In the 1930s, a publication listed Honolulu's 20 worst intersections. Which one was rated number 2?
Why not pick number 3?
Be next. That'll be next.
Oh, okay. So, and the prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. And from what I've been seeing, the prizes are really, really good, folks. Gotta win it to get it. And Crestec is located on Kapi'olani Boulevard. I went there for the very first time, and boy, was it big. He's got a huge place with lots and lots of good stuff. Just a hint for you husbands. Keep the wives out of there, because they're going to go crazy in there with all the good cleaning stuff. Okay? So, if you don't want a big bill, keep the wife out of there. It's not a place for women to go. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, and the reason the bus routes are being changed is, from what I've been getting, is they're taking the money from the bus, from even the children's bus transportation, to put into the rail. What's wrong with this picture, folks? If the rail cannot go by itself, then why take it out of the rest? That is really poor management. You're going to put the city into bankruptcy. Because how are you going to replace the funds that you took out? Like the hurricane fund. They took that out. They have any idea of if they're going to put it back? That was all private money from all us homeowners. The city took it without the permission of the people. Well, how are you going to return that money? Going to charge us again to a new hurricane fund? I don't know. Okay? The electronic rust proofer is what I recommend on all new cars, because the new cars are not painted on the bottom side. If you put it up and take a look, it's all bare metal, folks. You need to have some kind of rust proofing, and the electronic rust proofing is the best way to go. You can get it from us. We sell it. Or you can get it from Harvey Maeda on Kauai. And Harvey also sells ethanol, Royal Purple, and the electronic rust proofer. Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813. 651-2813. And Oahu is 847-5554. 847-5554. Okay? So, anyway. Your choice is your car. Okay, who's on the phone?
We have Lana from IAEA.
Hi, Lana.
Hi, George. I'm coming in about a week or so. I'll be in. Hey, you know, I wanted to make a comment on your behalf because, you know, what you were talking about how people, you know, really ignorance is bliss. They don't know you. They just judge what they think they know, and they go against you, you know, in what you're trying to do. I remember when you started to run, I said, wow, you know, this is what we need. Somebody from just a regular background, but you really care for the children. And I wanted that racetrack. I'm not a dragster, but that's a good place where family can go. Yeah, and then that's where kids can, you know, I've been listening to you for so many years that I would totally really entrust you, you know, with a lot of things, because you, knowledge is power. And you have things that a lot of people don't know, even mechanics, you know. It's just that you live, your shop is too far from me, but that's all right. I'll be coming in anyway for my physical checkup, for my doctor, for my car. You know, because I'm a female, you know, I know you call sometimes once in a while you get irritated with me. You know, oh, you're hopeless, kind of, you roll your eyes, right? But let me tell you, George, if we women didn't need you guys, you know, we can take care of a car. Oh, you know, more business, so you got to really appreciate me because I really can. No, joke. I really appreciate people like you because we all have our talent. You understand? I know you're full of things because you tell me a lot of things that, you know, you have to deal with, and I feel your pain, but, oh, I only can listen, you know what I mean? And, you know, I really, when I go on, like, on the road, and I get every chance I talk about my car and you and how a lot of people don't understand your you know, what the knowledge you know. Go and see you, I tell him, because he'll test it for you. He'll prove to you what he's talking about. Then you'll realize, but like them too, they roll their eyes, right? But anyway, I just had to make that comment because, you know, I'm not really good in cars, as you know, but so far, you take good care of my car. I don't have to pay this big bill, and you know, because I religiously come once a year, right? Well, mostly once a year. So anyway, I just wanted to thank you because I for one appreciate you being there.
Thank you.
And I learned. And when I come in, I want that stuff. I don't know if it's good for my car because, you know, I'm a retired homemaker. I don't drive as much because I don't go out to work. I drive more than I used to, but do I need that? You know, that's the kind of stuff I heard you talking to that lady.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, when I come in, and if you think I should have one like that, you know, can we talk about it? And
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thank you, George.
Thanks, Lana.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Any takers on your trivia?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Let me repeat the question.
Yeah.
In 1930s, a publication listed Honolulu's 20 worst intersections. Which one was rated number 2?
Which intersection? And you got to remember, folks, back then, it was only 2 lanes. One go, one come. It wasn't one way. There were no one-way streets in Honolulu. So, this trivia is about Honolulu, right? Not the whole Hawaiian Islands, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so, anyway. Take a guess. All she can say is call us back and try again. Okay? Now, gas prices will keep on going up. And let's face it, it's not going to come down. Okay, so those of you that can remember back when gasoline was $1 a gallon, did it ever go back down? No. It just kept going up, up, up. Now, along with the gas prices, the food has gone up. Why? Because of the delivery of the food, the shipping of it. Okay? All of that adds up. So, who's on the line?
We have Violet from Pearl City.
Hi, Violet.
Hi. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
May I try the trivia?
Good luck.
Okay. King and Port?
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you.
I knew she was going to say call us back and try again. And it has to be her answer, folks. Okay? Where she got it from, who knows? That's what makes it a little harder. You might have the right answer, but it's wrong in her books. So, to win, you got to get her answer, okay? So, anyway, I'd like to hear how many people out there, my listeners, okay, are in favor of the rail and why. Okay? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. And this involves all of the Hawaiian islands, okay? All. Kauai to the Big Island. I'd like to hear input on how many people really, really want the rail. You know how I feel about it. You know, I would love the rail if you put it on the ground and you don't make Kauai ugly. That's the whole thing. This whole thing is about making Hawaii ugly. How many of you have ever seen pictures of how Hawaii looked like way back in the 40s and the 50s? I tell you, it was awesome. Go look at the pictures. They're beautiful. They don't look like that anymore. Okay, so anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. No shame, just call. I know a lot of people out there, like Mario Yano, shame, don't want to call. Even if his life depended on it, Mario would never call. Mario Yano and Billy Cressman. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Jay from Pearl City.
Hi, Jay.
Oh, hi. Yeah. Let's see, is it Bishop and King Street?
Call us back and try again.
Okay, but I got a comment about the rail. I'm against it.
You're against it?
Totally, yes.
Good.
Well, it's a make-work project. And you mentioned something about what the children's buses, that they're taking the money from that. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Because I just heard it was the Department of Education that couldn't afford the bus.
Yeah, they make up all kind of stuff.
Yeah, and they said Department of Education, not transportation.
Yeah.
So you're probably right. They're probably just funneling that budget to the rail people.
Yeah, how can you take away from the children?
exactly. Well, not so much that, only, but it's like a make-work project. You're taking money from the taxpayer, and, oh, they say they're going to create jobs, but you're taking money from Peter, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, right? You're
right.
Taking it from the taxpayer, and why not just give it away? You know, it's almost the same thing.
So that's right.
The other thing I heard, I don't know if this is true, I heard this commentary on the radio that if you, for the cost of the rail, you could level every public school on Oahu, take it down to the ground and rebuild it. Have you heard that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the price. Imagine getting all brand new schools throughout the whole of Oahu. The price of the rail.
Yep. So,
okay, well, that's my comment, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for your show.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
We have John from Makiki.
Hey, John. Hello. John, you there? I think he got cut off.
Still here.
Oh, okay.
Aloha, George.
Aloha.
First, I want to try the trivia. Was it Baratania and Bishop?
Call us back and try again.
All right, now I have a question for George.
Okay.
If somebody were to convert to 100% ethanol for their car.
Mm-hmm.
On Oahu, where is it available, and what's the future prospects for availability into the future?
Well, number one, converting a car to ethanol is really not necessary, because everything from a weed whacker to a jet engine can run ethanol. But if you want it to run efficient and give you the best performance, you need to reprogram the computer, and then you'll be on your way.
Yeah.
We're trying to do the project here in Hawaii, and we're fighting every door you can think of. People don't seem to see the greatness of ethanol in Hawaii made from sugarcane. But once we can get it started, the cost for the ethanol will be the same as gasoline. We could go cheaper than that, but the oil companies have threatened that we don't lower it below gasoline.
And so right now, where can people get the ethanol for their car? And
oh, I bring it in.
Okay, so we come to you. Is there any other place that's available on Oahu?
No.
Okay, and what do you project in future years? You'll continue just bringing it in as you are now?
I hope not, because it's tiring. I would rather have it made here.
Yeah.
Just bring it in so that the people can be more educated on the right way and the truth about ethanol instead of the lies.
Yeah. If it doesn't become widely available, do you plan to just keep importing it yourself?
I have to, because I love it.
Okay. Okay, thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Jerry from Waipio.
Hi, Jerry. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I wanted to try the trivia.
Okay.
Is it Lilia Street and Vineyard Street?
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay.
We have to go to a short break. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back again, and you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. Who's next on the phone?
We have John from downtown.
Hi, John.
Hey, how's it? Was Beto in, King, right? The answer. No.
I don't know. She's on the phone.
Oh.
Hang on a little while.
Hey, how's it? No, no. Let me tell you about the rail, my friend. How you been?
Okay.
Yeah, I guess the guys who will like rail, the guys, in, you know, they're waiting for brain surgery. They gotta get brain surgery first, and then they're gonna be able to think better. You know what I mean?
But, yeah.
I mean, the facts are all in front of you, and these guys who pushing the rail, you know, these money bags. Oh, these guys can lie like hell, man. They just lie through their teeth. They probably go home. They don't sleep good at night. But as long as they're making money for themselves or for other people that their friends are friends with. That's mm-hmm. how it is over here.
Yep, you know all about the money.
And all the little guys like us guys, we got to pay for this thing forever.
Yep.
Get the big eyesore going through the... They think it's just a little monorail looking...
No.
Something, you know what
big.
I mean? Dummies, man.
What's
yeah,
your answer?
Like Disneyland, huh?
Your answer. Intersection.
Oh, King and Beto or Vineyard and Punch Bowl, which is the better one, too?
I don't know. You tell me.
Pick one.
I take King and Beto then. How's that?
Call us back and try again.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Okay, bye.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Morris from Kailua.
Hey, Morris.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. The trivia I'd like to try is King and Atkinson.
Call us back and try again.
Okay. I have a comment about the rail, George.
Okay.
What I think is really unfair is, you know, when they... increase the tax, excise tax on Oahu to 4.5%, and they did not do that on the outer islands. They said that because we're riding the rail here, we have to pay for it, but the outer islands are not going to ride it, so they don't have to pay for it. But that's totally untrue, because when someone comes from the outer islands and they come off at the airport, they could hop on the rail and mm-hmm. go to Kapolei.
Yep.
I live in Kailua. I'm not going to go drive to downtown, park my car, hop on the rail, and go to Kapolei. I'm going to just drive from here to wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's the case, if ridership is the determining factor on raising the excise tax 0.5% on Oahu only, then I don't have to pay for it either.
They should only charge the people in Kapolei.
Yeah. If ridership is a thing, but if everybody in the state is going to pay for it, then, yeah, I don't mind paying for it. But...
That's not fair.
It's not fair because they're saying that the Outer Island's not going to ride it, but they're going to ride it way more than us because we're not going to ride it at all.
That's right, especially from Kailua and Kaneohe and all that.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to catch the H3, we're going to go Kapolei, we're going to go downtown, we're going to go to Hawaii Kai or whatever, but if the rail ever gets to Hawaii Kai, but we're not going to park our car downtown and hop on the rail and go someplace.
No.
It's totally, you know...
Ridiculous.
So...
That's how much the politicians think of you.
So I think it's really unconstitutional or illegal or something, but it's just that nobody's
pushing it.
Is pushing that aspect of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they should make it equal, you know.
That's right. Everybody pay for it.
Everybody should pay for it if they're going to have us pay for the extra 0.5%.
Yeah, then you have more money.
Have more money, and, you know, the guys from the other islands can come. Like, you know when they had that what is that boat, the hydrofoil?
Oh, yeah. The super ferry.
The super ferry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
that was a funny issue.
This is something like, you know, only certain people going to ride, they're going to bring their cars to the Isla Islands and this and that. But anyway.
Yep, you got it right on the nail.
I think that excise tax thing is totally, totally unfair and challenged by a group.
Yep.
Okay, George, that's it.
Thank you. Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. So I was listening and I was looking at all the rail that they built in Puerto Rico. Island place like ours, George.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely shocking. Ugly. You know, it's tropical like we are.
Mm-hmm.
Sticks right up. Big old steel-on-steel massive thing. All the crap about the ridership and everything, George, all baloney.
Mm-hmm.
All baloney.
It's all about the money that these special interest groups is going to make.
Oh, boy. You know, and then a friend of ours, George, was talking to a realtor, and he was kind of just discussing the subject. And then he noticed, at first he thought the realtor was against it, but then, then I was kidding him.
No, he's for it.
Oh, my God, yeah. Every single realtor has to be for it.
Yep.
I mean, think about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Because they're going to build high-rises all around the stations.
Absolutely. And not to mention, George, all the people that are going to get condemned.
Yep.
And they got to get a fair price, so what they going to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and on and on and on and on. So I'm still against this project, George. I will be till the day I take my last breath.
Well, you know, Rob, if you put it underground, I'm for it. But if you're going to make it ugly, above ground, don't we. Forget it.
That's a good one.
Forget it.
Aloha.
Don't make Hawaii ugly, folks. I mean, come on. It's already getting ugly. Okay, who's next?
We have Tom from Waipio.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, George. Hey, first of all, I want to guess on the trivia.
Okay.
I want to guess Makali and Kapiolani.
Call us back and try again.
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah.
Hey, well, before I want to talk about drunken driving that was in the news this past week.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, since we're on rail, one of my pet subjects, you know, all your listeners so far have been calling is against rail.
Mm-hmm.
And not one of them live on the leeward side. So, you know, if there were, you find me somebody who lives on the leeward side that is against the rail. Because all the people, you know, they don't care about the people that live on the leeward side because they have it made. They have Kalani on the Oli Highway. They got remodeled so that the people living in Hawaii Kai can have an easier commute. People in Kailua got H3, so they have an easier commute. So what about the leeward people? You know, we get to suck rocks. You know, finally people that live on the leeward side that says, yeah, we don't need the rail.
Well, you know...
Yeah, you know, everybody that's in Hawaii Kai, yeah, they're not going to ride the rail. People in Kailua are right, they're not going to ride the rail. See, what about all the thousands and thousands of people? If you stand on, like,
you know,
Kahumana Highway...
Wait.
4 o'clock in the morning
Wait. 1 minute, wait.
Yeah.
I am for the rail if you don't make Hawaii ugly. Put it underground... You put it on the ground, but not above in the air.
Well, tell me what view is it going to block? You tell me
it's
what
not view the views. It's when you look at Hawaii. Look at the old pictures of Hawaii.
Oh, yeah,
people
came
because it was beautiful.
You compare today, it's even without the rail today, it's ugly.
Yeah, it's ugly, but not making more ugly.
Yeah, but that's the way it is.
You know,
it's
because it's a little ugly, we're going to make them all the rest ugly.
You know, if you really want to stop rail, why don't we say, no more selling of real estate on the leeward side. Stop all construction.
That's an idea.
You know, let's have a moratorium and stop all construction on the leeward.
If you go check,
everything in Kailua, Kaneohe, Hawaii Kai.
No.
And let's max that out.
Go check and see if Eva and Kapolei passed the EIS. There was no EIS taken.
Right.
Why?
But yet they're still building there and
illegally.
Yeah. So let's get to the root cause.
You know, when everybody's going to wake up and find out it's not been built legally, is when there's another big tsunami. It's going to be wiped out like Hilo.
But anyway, today I wanted to call up about drunken driving. In the news this past, you saw those two people that were drunk and killed innocent people again.
Yep.
I mean, we got to do something. And... I had an idea. This won't cure it, but I think it would help us. Why don't we make mandate that any establishment that sells alcohol, especially like the bars and type like that, they have to have a breathalyzer machine on the premises working, and you know that the customers can use to test their alcohol content before they leave. And they might resist in the beginning, but actually they'll make out because you know people would pay like 25 cents or 50 cents, you put a little cardboard tube into the machine, you blow in it, and you can find out your, you know, blood alcohol.
Okay, what if he's way over the limit?
Yeah, and then they can't leave because that would be the establishment, they would be liable for having a drunken driver.
You cannot block an individual from leaving.
What, it could call the cops.
You can do.
Isn't that their duty as, even without the breathalyzer, they're not supposed to serve alcoholic drinks to people who are over the limit?
Right.
Right? So if you have a breathalyzer and mandate that they have a breathalyzer and people, I mean, some people will use it, some people won't use it, but at least if it's on the premises and, you know, they could charge 50 cents or a quarter and people could blow into it, you know, you get a cardboard tube.
This is my idea of drunken driving. If you get caught... over the limit, they confiscate the car. You don't get it back.
Yeah. I mean, these people that have been killing these people on the innocent people, it's not like their first DUI.
Oh, no. They got several.
Yeah.
Take the car. It's like taking their gun away. Then they can't kill nobody.
That woman on the Big Island, she even had her license revoked.
That's nothing that. They're going to drive again.
Yeah, I mean... something's got to be done. This is
take the car away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they talk about they don't have room to impound, but if you watch, like, you know, they have that thing on the one of those A&E channels about they make money. The city makes money by impounding those cars.
Sure.
They don't pick it up in 30 days.
They crush them. Yeah.
No, they sell it and they can, you know,
make money.
Get the title and make money.
Oh yeah.
The city could be making money off of this.
Well, you know the politicians.
Yeah, if they were smart.
Yeah, that's a big word.
If. Anyway, okay. Take care. Aloha.
Okay, aloha.
Okay, hang in there, everyone. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Well,
save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again. Who's on the line?
We have Alvin from Leeward Side.
Hi, Alvin.
Well, hi, George. The previous caller was asking for a, or he was looking for a resident of Leeward Side who was against the rail. Here I am.
Okay.
I live in Kapolei.
Yep.
I ride the express bus every morning.
Mm-hmm.
It takes me between 40 and 45 minutes to get into downtown Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we've had the express bus system out here for the last, you know, 10, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
That goes all the way up to Makaha, Makakilo, Wahiawa, Mililani, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I ride the express bus home, I look at all the traffic next to me, and nearly all the cars are occupied by just one driver.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, these folks can ride the express bus, but they won't.
They won't.
And what makes anybody think that these folks will ride the rail?
They won't.
That's what I think so, too. So for $5 or $6 billion or maybe more...
Not worth it.
There's going to be no improvement.
That's right.
The only people who are going to ride the rail are those who are already riding the bus.
Yep, you got it.
And, you know, we're already doing that now. Okay, that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we got Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob, you're back again.
Yeah, George, I couldn't help it. The caller before the last caller was, you know, he wasn't paying any attention to, they had a big meeting where well over 200 residents out in Kapolei representing what he said, oh, talk about Hawaii Kai and all that. Ah, come on. They were all against the rail.
The people in Kapolei?
Yes, they had a big meeting there.
But how come they're still doing the rail?
Well, no, this was for the people that live in that side of the island. That the caller said, oh, yeah, well, you talk, you know, come, you never talk about that, you know. You talk to those people. No, you have to go to meetings, caller. You go to meetings. If you have something to say, speak up. You know, if you're for it, whatever. But that's democracy. That's the way it works. Right?
Right.
Right.
Thanks, Rob.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay.
Okay, we got our friend Damien Farias.
Oh, that dinosaur got all worked up.
The guy from Maui.
Yeah.
We got to pay the 0.5% tax.
Yeah.
You know what? If it wasn't called the state excise tax, it's supposed to be called the city and county of Honolulu excise tax.
Yeah.
Because the county, Mufi Hanneman and his group, asked the state to help them collect the money because they had the system in which to collect the money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're not paying it for it, because the county of Maui, the county of Kauai, the county of the Big Island didn't go ask the state to collect money for them.
I see.
But the city and county of Honolulu did. The other point I want to bring up for Kapolei, in the master plan, it is to build a new city in Kapolei. every month you hear announcements about a big block store opening up.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, Kapolei is going to be as big as Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
Where will those people want to go shopping? Downtown or right where they live?
Right where they live.
Every damn store that's all in Honolulu will be in Kapolei someday. So if they just, hold their tongue for a little while and let things develop, they'll have everything they want in their own backyard and all the congestion also.
And don't need the rail.
That's right.
I don't know.
And the other way, too, we could get the police department and law officials to take all the cars off the road that don't pass safety inspection, take all the drivers off the road who don't have driver's license, take all the people that, all this kind of stuff. You could take 40, 50,000 cars off the road tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
oh,
if they ask, well, we got no place to store it, I hear some of the politicians say, we got no place to store all these cars. Simple. During the Castro clunkers, they took them to an area where they were crushed, then put them in a barge, take them out in the ocean, dump them, and create fish habitat.
Mm-hmm.
So the fishing industry can strive again with fish.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's my terms. I hate when people start blaming other people for their problems.
Right on.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Damien.
All right, George. Bye.
All right. Yep. I was just waiting for Damien Farias to get his blood boiling and call in and jump on that subject. I mean,
yeah, he said he got a little ruffled up a little.
Oh, yeah, his feathers. His feathers got ruffled, all right. Yep. That's good old Damien. Yeah, he hit it right on the nail. And all that this is a facade for these rich people to make money with the rail. Because alongside of the rail stations, condominiums are going to be built. Okay, who's next?
We got Celine Steve on.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Oh, no, not you.
Yes, it's me. Just want to know, you going to Mustang Manor tomorrow?
If it don't rain.
Oh, if it don't rain. Okay, very good. Well, I'd like to invite all your listeners to come out to Windward Ford's, Mike McKenna's. We're going to have our 20th anniversary for the Mustang Manor at Windward Ford from 10 o'clock to about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And I thought you told me it was 10 to 12.
No, 10 to 3. It's a benefit for the Hawaii Humane Society.
Okay.
Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye.
Whew. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers that called in, made the show what it is, because it's you, the callers, that make it, and you, the people of Hawaii, that make Hawaii. So, get involved, folks. Okay? Take care of each other, and let's keep Hawaii beautiful. Until next week, please don't drink and drive. Aloha.
Was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.